and Police Officer Robert Rink.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, the rules are suspended. We will now have a, Councilmember Mayor would first like to speak on Bill 204, I believe.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Chair. And tonight, we'll be addressing some of the concerns regarding Bill 204, and I think we've made great strides, you know, and the main goal behind this bill is to target bad landlords. And the purpose is to increase public safety and quality of neighborhoods. We've listened to the constituent concerns, and we've removed any language that would pertain to any domestic violence and their victims. And also, we're not looking at past criminal behavior. We're addressing any felonies committed on the rental properties. And the only responsible party is evicted, meaning that the person or persons breaking the law are the only affected parties. And with that, I appreciate prosecuting Bob McCullough coming here and addressing some of the concerns that we've had regarding these neighborhoods that become run down. And enough is enough. And our neighborhoods deserve better. We're tired of addressing these issues. We've addressed these issues through problem properties, all the way through the court system. And it's fair to say that enough is enough, and we're going to move forward with this bill this evening. And with that, I'd like to hear from Officer Rink also after prosecuting Bob McCullough and address some of the concerns that he addresses day to day out in the field. Thank you. Bob?
Thank you, Councilman, Chairman, members of the Council, County Executive. I've had an opportunity for many years to work with Councilman O'Meara in particular on this issue, but with many of the other members of the Council and the County Executive when he was a councilman on different issues that impact everybody in St. Louis County. This is one of those issues. Even though it's not directly in my bailiwick in terms of criminal prosecution, it is something that has an impact on me. When the neighborhood is run down, when there are homes that are abandoned, whether they're abandoned because the homeowner has walked away or because the property is in such disrepair that it's essentially uninhabitable and can't be rented out, or at least can't be rented out on a regular or a steady basis, then it tends to breed crime. And that does fall into my bailiwick. And so what we've done over the years is try to do almost anything that we can help improve the housing stock, help improve the neighborhoods, and try to take care of things that are there. Specifically with Glasgow, you know, there are, what, 200 or 300 vacant homes up there, many other homes that are occupied, but they are, without question, just looking at them from the outside, they are not up to code. They're not with the code. Part of that rests with, not part of it, a great deal of it rests with the landlord. Part of it, of course, is the responsibility of the tenant. You know, the two people most concerned with the property are the people living there, the people who own the property. And I think this bill is designed to address some of those issues, to encourage, incentivize, if you will, property owners to keep their property up to code, to make certain that they're enforcing their own leases. So having gone through the bill, it certainly does protect. I know one concern that was raised about victims of domestic violence. It does protect the victims of domestic violence. It doesn't take away anything else, whether it's an ex parte order, whether it's a criminal prosecution, or any of the tools that we have across the street and able to address those and other types of crimes. But it does prevent any possibility, not that I think there's ever a realistic one of a realistic possibility of it happening, but it prevents any possibility of a victim of domestic violence being expelled from a house, being evicted from a house as a result of an incident of domestic violence. I think that issue has been addressed. I'm not going to go through each and every one of the sections of it, but in looking at it, I think there's nothing mandatory other than the director of public works is required to issue a license if the conditions and the application are met. Everything else is pretty much discretionary, and it gives the director a great deal of leeway in establishing rules to enforce the intent and set the rules and the regulations for enforcing the particular code. And so it does, I said, encourage property owners to get much more involved in their property. I think you're from Officer Rink, some of the specific issues that we have in that particular regard. But it helps to do that, if the property owner is much more involved in not just screening tenants as they're coming in, but in examining the property, keeping up with the property, as opposed to allowing it to anything that all that happened to it that happens to it, and worrying about it when a tenant moves out, and then trying to rent it to someone else. I think it handles that. It does that. It does that very well. It gives everything else is pretty much discretionary. The director may do this. The director may do that. And those mays are kind of refined. The generalities and the ordinance are refined by the rules that are put out there. And so the intent is not to put people out of houses, but to keep people in houses, and not just keep them in houses, but keep them in houses that are truly habitable, that are up to code, that are safe. And I think this bill goes a long way in addressing those particular issues. There are some concerns that I heard voiced that really are addressed in here, and I think anyone who's read the bill can see that those issues are there. People are not kicked out, and an owner's license cannot be revoked simply because the process takes too long. All the ordinance requires is that the owner, under the proper circumstances, makes the begins the eviction process under the circumstances that are laid out in the ordinance and defined by the rules, and only then if the director sends that notice to them, but that they institute those eviction notices and orders, or I'm sorry, the eviction process in a timely manner, and that they pursue that thing. They don't just file it and do that. It will, I think, encourage any landowner or property owner who doesn't already have the provision in the lease to include the provision that says any violation of federal, state, or local laws is grounds for eviction. I don't do a whole lot of this work, but back in a different lifetime when I did some, even then, many years ago, that provision was in just about every lease that I ever saw, and I can't believe it's not in the lease. Those leases are, if it's in there, are not being enforced. And this, as I said, motivates the property owner without putting any real burden on them to take an interest in their property as opposed to just collecting a check. Those good landlords are out there, and there are many. We don't have that issue with them. They're aware of what's going on in their property. They're aware of the condition of the property. They don't wait until somebody leaves and then go in and find that everything's ripped out, there are holes in the wall, and they have to start over again because they're aware of that because they've maintained the property by inspecting it on a regular basis. It's those who don't do that. There are also some other reporting requirements in there in terms of who the notice goes to, and that's been an issue, and I think that's an issue that Officer Rink can probably address better than I, since he's the one stuck with sending out those notices, but trying to find the owner in some of these situations, and this bill addresses that particular problem. I think overall, it is a good ordinance and a good step towards maintaining and improving the housing stock that we have in parts of the county that are growing older. The housing stock is growing older, the population is growing older. And we need to do something about that, otherwise we're all going to have an awful lot of work to do and continue to have that. So I'll be happy to answer questions anybody has on any of those. But I urge you to look favorably upon this particular bill, and that it addresses that. It's like most legislation, it's certainly not perfect legislation, otherwise everybody would be in favor of the legislation. But it is good legislation, and it is a great start towards making a lot of communities a lot stronger and a lot more stable than they have been. So, no questions? I will step on.